The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. Hope you had a good weekend. Another hot one, that is for sure. But blessed. And I'm just delighted to be your host today. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Interesting case unfolding here in Ohio. Covenant Weddings Incorporated. And I'm not quite sure I understand all of the details of the business and the people involved. But it is a business operated by a Christy Stokes, a female minister. She says that she is evangelical. She believes that marriage is between one man and one woman. And last year, she formed Covenant Weddings. Now, again, I have never heard of a pastor who has started a wedding business. But anyway, it's not for me. I don't have to understand. But anyway, she started this business a year ago and evidently has been asked to be the officiant to perform some same-sex weddings. She has said no. Well, normally that wouldn't be a problem, except Cuyahoga County not long ago passed an ordinance that forbids a minister from refusing to perform the wedding of a same-sex couple. So she has filed a federal lawsuit. The Alliance Defending Freedom is representing her. Here's the story. An ordained minister in Ohio has filed a federal lawsuit against Cuyahoga County, challenging a law that would require her to officiate same-sex ceremonies or face a fine of $5,000. She has filed the suit in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Ohio. Quote, "The county recently passed a law that forbids businesses from discriminating on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity," says Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, from what I can understand, she does not pastor a church. She has a wedding business. She plans the weddings, carries out the weddings, and she officiates at the weddings as well. It's kind of like a one-stop shop for weddings. So it is not a religious organization. It is not a church. It is a business. And because it is a business and not a church, Cuyahoga County says all businesses are required to refrain from discriminating for sexual orientation, gender identity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Alliance Defending Freedom is contending that doesn't make any difference whether it's a church or a business. She has religious convictions, and she cannot be forced to compromise her religious convictions. The lawsuit says, in part, quote, like other ministers, Christie chooses which weddings to officiate and write about based on her faith. While Christie works with and tries to convey God's love to everyone, no matter who they are, she can only celebrate weddings consistent with her beliefs. Because Christie offers wedding services that celebrate marriage between one biological man and one biological woman, the county says she must also provide the same services for weddings that contradict her beliefs or Christie commits illegal discrimination. So she has taken the county to court, and it gets even more bizarre. Quote, the law in Cuyahoga County also forbids her from explaining on her company's website or social media that she can only provide wedding services consistent with her religious views on marriage and gender. So not only can she not refuse to perform wedding ceremonies that would contradict her religious beliefs, she can't tell anybody that. She can't put it on a website. She can't put it on her social media because of the law in Cuyahoga County. Senior ADF counsel Kate Anderson said, quote, no one should be forced to officiate ceremonies that conflict with their religious beliefs. Because of Cuyahoga County's law, Christie faces an impossible choice. Disobey the law, defy her own faith, or ditch her business. Many different religions and countless people of goodwill believe that weddings are sacred ceremonies between one man and one woman. So she has gotten the Alliance Defending Freedom to come to her defense, and she has filed a federal lawsuit. I didn't know that was a problem here in the state of Ohio, and evidently it goes county by county. And once again, if I understand this correctly, the reason that she has been singled out and not pastors of churches is because she is operating a wedding business. This is her business. This is not her church. So technically, it is a professional organization, a corporation. It is not a religious organization, which would be exempt. So, very important case that obviously is going to be a precedent-setting case, not only here in Ohio, but around the country. We will do our best to keep our eye on that story. Boy. How about some good news? How about some really, really, really good news? Yeah, how about some really, really encouraging news? I can't wait to give you an update on our Trans World Radio campaign. If you were listening Thursday and Friday of last week, I came to you on behalf of Trans World Radio, and it was our goal, our desire, our mission to send as many radios to Africa as possible. Well, I've got some wonderful news for you, but I don't want to rush through it. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I'll give you the really, really good news. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-877-BOB-LIVE. 262-5483.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
How about some really good, uplifting, encouraging, glorious news in the middle of all the doom and gloom and pandemic and riots and division? Yeah, it's wonderful news, and I am just absolutely thrilled. Last Thursday, I spent the entire day coming to you on behalf of Transworld Radio. We wanted to send as many radios to Africa as we could. We especially stressed the country of Malawi simply because I had been there not too long ago and I had seen firsthand the need, and I could see firsthand how wonderful these radios would be for the people of Malawi. Our goal seemed to be, well, incredible, $7,800, which would have provided 156 radios. That was our goal. When we ended Thursday, we were at 6,200 and something, I think, at the end of Thursday. Then on Friday, we didn't take the entire day, just a few times during the day. I gave you the telephone number, encouraged you to call, encouraged you to give, challenged you. And I honestly don't remember what the total was when we ended Friday evening, but it was past our goal. I think it was 80. I go again with $7,800. I think when we finished on Friday, we were at $8,400. Well, I wondered if some of you would give over the weekend, you would call or go online. Well, evidently, several of you did, because this morning I got the latest report. And are you ready? Now, remember, our goal was $7,800. The radios are $50 a piece. That would be 156 radios. I got the report this morning. You folks have given $9,200. $9,200, which translates to 184 radios. Now, every one of those radios is going to impact so many people. Some of them will be used in an entire Bush church the church out in the bush in Africa. Because they don't need electricity, they don't need batteries, they have a generator built in. You crank it up on the side and then turn on the radio and bring in Transworld Radio, and they have just about blanketed the entire country of Malawi. They have 11 transmitters in Malawi alone. Just in Malawi, 11 transmitters in Malawi. So almost anywhere in the country of Malawi, you can pick up fine Christian broadcasting, teaching, training, discipleship, worship. What a wonderful thing. So I just want to thank you. I keep saying you are the most generous radio audience on the planet. And you continually prove it. Now, we have exceeded our goal, $9,200, 184 radios. Okay? If we had another $800, that would bring us to $10,000 and 200 radios. If we had just another $800, we would be at 200 radios and an even $10,000. I'm just throwing that out. Here's the telephone number if you want to get involved. No, I'm not going to spend the entire day today. I might mention it maybe one other time during the course of the day, but I want to give you an opportunity. If you have not had an opportunity to be involved, here is the number, 888- 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Or, of course, you can give online at thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. Just click on the TWR, Trans World Radio banner, and you can give quickly and securely online. Or if you didn't get the phone number, write it down. Are you ready? Here it is. 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Just another $800. And we would be at 200 radios. I think that'd be incredible. 888-988-5656. Now, this brand new survey from the folks at Lifeway Research is a little shocking. They just released this, and they were trying to discern the percentage of Protestant churches in America that are now holding in-person services, actually meeting inside the building with, you know, with the social distancing and, you know, the safety constraints and so on and so forth. If you would have asked me, I would have said, yeah, 35-40%. No, 70%. Now, I don't think any of them are operating at full capacity. I don't know of any that are not social distancing. I don't know of any that have just opened wide their doors and said, sit anywhere you want. I'm going to be speaking down in Cincinnati this coming Sunday. Well, I'll be in Hamilton at Timber Hill Baptist. They're meeting inside, but they would normally have one service. They're going to have two services. They're doing the social distancing, providing hand sanitizer and all that, but they are meeting inside. But 70% of Protestant churches are actually meeting inside physically. 99% of the churches that have reopened are taking health and safety precautions. 94% of pastors said they are providing hand sanitizer, masks, or gloves to those needing it. 86% are conducting additional cleaning of surfaces, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that is such good news. 70% of American Protestant churches are open. Good for them. Good for them. All right, quick break. We'll be back.